What is going on? It is Tuesday. Show Me the Money Club live Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Sergio, how are you doing today?
Excellent, sir. Excellent, as usual. Another week. We're getting close to 150.
I know. We're at 147 right now, which is crazy to think, especially 3 years ago when we first started. So pretty crazy. But yeah, got a lot going on. So how about we just get right into what we got going on for you today. So let's go over our rundown, what we're going to be talking about. So we're going to be talking about dash cams saved drivers massive headaches. We're also going to be talking about Colorado looking to end surveillance pricing, Lyft drivers forced to become a getaway driver and then had to pay a big bill after that. Uber's negative base pay trips. What is going on there? I'm not signing up for charity. I'm signing up to make money. So Uber, you better fix your shit. Pay with cash for your next Uber. Oh, that's the big thing right now. that's the big thing. Yes, that is real. I saw a comment. Somebody said, oh, this isn't real. Dude, I literally took it from the friggin' blog when I made the video yesterday. So yeah, we're going to be talking about that. Uber takes passive-aggressive emails to the next level. Of course they do. You're like the little crying baby that doesn't get their way. Waymo's 1.2 million trips a month. Is it a threat to drivers? Funnies. And then we have a special with Gabe for our driver's corner. So we got a very good show lined up for you guys, which, those cash rides. That's why we got the poll going on YouTube. If you're watching it outside YouTube, go to YouTube. You can vote in the poll, whether you would take cash rides or not. And let me see currently, 81% say no. So
that's it.
There you go.
I thought it'd be like 95%.
That's the beginning right now. I'm going to leave it up until we do that poll, and then I will turn the poll off, and we can hopefully highlight it. I don't know if I can highlight it on StreamYard here or not, but
I don't know.
Either way,
Okay. Well, yeah, we're going to do a deep dive in that. So it is real, people. Please, when we say something, please take it further. You know, we're not joking about stuff like this. It's real.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coming to a city near you.
Well, either way, if you're going to be taking cash rides, one of the big things that I said in yesterday's video is you definitely need a dash camera. No doubt about it, especially with the he said, she said that could go on. A lot of problems, a lot of issues that could be arise from that. So, of course, we want to thank today's sponsor, and that's Nexar. So it's clear why rideshare drivers like us need a dash camera, but what's a good dash camera for rideshare drivers? Well, you got the basic dash cams, they record to a memory card. That's really about it. And then you have a dash cam that's actually built for rideshare drivers like you. Enter Nexar. So here's what makes it different. Nexar offers both road-facing and cabin-facing cameras to capture everything that matters. It connects directly to an unlimited cloud through LTE, so every incident automatically uploaded and is stored securely. No fiddling with cables or memory cards. Plus, whatever you have to save imported footage, just clip it and store it in the cloud forever. Perfect for those times when passengers file complaints weeks or even months after a ride. Nexar is constantly evolving with new AI features and updates that help protect rideshare drivers. They actually get what we need because they work directly with drivers like us. Right now, Nexar has a special offer just for the Rideshare Guy listeners. Head over to getnexar.com. And use code RSGNEXAR to save $10 on your Nexar dash cam. That's getnexar.com, code RSGNEXAR.
Yes, sir.
Right. And don't listen to me. Don't listen to me.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. Don't listen just to me.
did the accident, I was in the right lane. When the light changed, the driver to my left decided to make a right turn and crash into the side of my car. Once the impact took place, the Nexstar dash cam automatically saved a clip. It was irrefutable proof that I was not at fault. My name is Walter Hurdle. I live in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, New York, and I'm an Uber driver and Lyft driver. Because I had the Nexstar dash cam, I was able to prove that the other vehicle was 100% at fault, and I was able to get full reimbursement from the insurance company for my repairs. I would recommend any Uber or Lyft driver to get a Nexstar dash cam. It makes me feel safer and secure in my vehicle, as there are times when passengers are having a bad day, they're disgruntled. The Nexstar dash cam has the ability to record inside and outside the vehicle. One of the beauties is that if there's an incident, it automatically saves the footage to the phone and to the cloud without you manually having to save the footage. The Nexstar dash cam is definitely a means by which we can protect ourselves, because a picture says 1,000 words, a video actually says 1,000,000.
All right, so that is Nexstar, today's show sponsor. If you'd like to get your camera, make sure you check the links in the description below and enter that code so you can get $10 extra off. And, you know, it's pretty cool. I got mine. So they sent me and Sergio one, and we both have ours now. And, yeah, it's pretty cool. They have, instead of power by, you know, plugging it into your cigarette lighter, you actually put it into your OBD sensor or a computer readout right there, and it's all good to go. The app is easy. I mean, I had mine installed within 5 minutes. So real simple, real easy, and real nice, because I can do live view. So if I'm not near my car, like I could actually open up on my phone right now and see what the car sees, which is pretty cool. So yeah, it's definitely a great camera.
Yeah, I definitely extend many thanks to our sponsor, Nexstar, for and Mr. Zach Greenberger, the CEO, for being here a couple of weeks ago and sending us the camera. We're definitely gonna, well, he installed it already, Chris did, but I'm gonna do it probably this week. And from what he says, I'm not as technically adept as he is, but I'm pretty sure it's gonna be pretty easy. And yeah, I mean, you know, we have actually, do we have that the little video that I sent you, forwarded you? Yeah. Okay. So we're going to show you guys that too. It happened actually on an XR dash cam. The point I'm trying to make is, look, and listen, this cache thing, we're going to talk a lot about it, so I don't want to talk about it now. You need a dash cam. I'm serious. Sponsor or no sponsor. Okay. And they have some great deals going on now. If you drive 10 hours, if you deliver, if you ride share, whatever you're doing, you need it. And Chris has said it many times, tax deductible. If you break it, then amortize it down to the trip count you're doing a week, a month, a year, comes to pennies, okay? I don't want to hear from anybody saying, oh, I can't afford it. I'm like, they're like $70 to $100 off. If you can't afford $125 or $150 for a great camera, then you're just not doing yourself a favor. So that's about it.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just a normal cost of doing business at this point. Like, it's not one of those things where it's just an option. You definitely need it. There's a lot of dash cameras out there. You know, we are definitely advocates of, you know, more channels, the better, which you could do, you know, 3 channels, and you can actually get a rear camera through Nexstar as well too. That's all integrated in the whole system. Additionally, which I just found out too. So they have the ability to make the 1 channel into a 2 channel. So you can get forward facing and outside rear facing, as well as if you have the 2 channel already, you can get interior, exterior on both ways, both front and back. So it's definitely something that you need to have no matter what. And then having the cloud based, having it right up to the cloud, as you're driving, that's even better. So if there's accidents, if there's anything that happens, you know, you're covered. So definitely something that is needed, especially with today's day and age. It's just a cost of doing business at this point. You know, you need gas in your car to go. You need a dash cam to see what's going on.
Yep, 100%. So yeah, go check them out.
All right, well, let's get into a couple of announcements before we really get started. And if you would mind kindly liking, sharing the show, and also, of course, vote in the poll that you got over on YouTube. Let us know if you would take cash rides, and we're going to go over that once we do that cash ride segment. Also, if you'd like to help become or help support the channel and become a member, you can do that by hitting the join button in the chat as well. And also, if you speak Spanish or know somebody who does, RSG is en español. So make sure you are in Spanish. Why did I put that up already? God damn it. Oh, man, I'm out of it. There we go. All better. Sergio, why the hell didn't you say something?
I was like,
more depth content from the rideshare guy. Make sure you sign up for the free RSG newsletter. Last night, I had my video go out talking about cash rides, more of a what to expect and what Uber had put out. Today, we're actually going to really be talking about it. But yesterday, also, Sergio put out his article that came through RSG newsletter. So make sure, again, yes, all this extra content that you would be able to get, and it's free. So sign up. Link's going to be in the description. You can check that out. And not only that, Sergio, I know you like doing behind the wheel.
I love
this new drivers and seeing what's going on.
Love it. I love this, what I do here in general, but this specifically, talking to drivers, you know, different cities, different rhythm, different hours, you know, different lifestyles, whatever they do. And it's a non-scripted interview, not even an interview. It's a conversation, fireside chat kind of a thing. Popular. Last one was good. Let me plug this coming. This is this Thursday, right? Rafael, is this Thursday?
Yep.
Yeah. So I had done this interview about a year and a half ago with Rafael. I call him my Iron Man in Boston. The $3,000 man, week after week, week after, in and out, $3,000, $3,000, $3,000. And, I have his interview coming up this Thursday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern. Please check it out. He's not liking this Boston Prop 32 thing, Chris.
I wonder why.
Yeah, he's not liking it. He's just not liking it. And you know, please go check it out. And if you are interested on being on Behind the Wheel, which is often imitated, never duplicated, Uber and Lyft.
Both of them now.
Both of them. It's great. So if you're interested in being one, if you have a story to share, please email me, Sergio@therideshareguy.com. We'll have a quick email exchange or a quick chat, and then send you a Zoom link, and we'll hop on, record it. It's not scripted. It's not muzzled. There's no muzzle. You can say whatever you want to say, complain, do whatever it is. And it doesn't matter if you're a veteran or a newbie, whatever. As long as you have a compelling story to tell, and we'll put you on. I love that segment. It's just so good. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. All right, let's get into our first topic, and that is talking about dash cameras saving drivers' headache. Yes, we talked about dash cameras earlier, especially with, saying Nexar being the sponsor, but also, just in general. And here are two different stories on why it's helped drivers save massive headaches. So here's the first one, if you want to read through this one.
Sure. So I named it, I titled it, Why Dash Cams Are the Most Important Tool. Well, I get tons of emails, mostly sad ones because of the deactivations, and they think I can do something. I really can't. But keep sending them to me. I mean, you know, all it does is just adds to the database of how inept the in-app review processes, but it has gotten better. I must say that, though. So I was found at fault until my Nexar Beam 3 dash cam showed I had the green light. You may share this with others to let them know the need of a dash cam. I didn't, obviously didn't correct the spelling. Unfortunately, someone had backed into my backup vehicle and had been deactivated. I still have Lyft, as you and Chris advised, as a multiple platform. I can continue to work. Thanks for all you guys do. Keep up the good work. Newbie since 10/22/24. Have been a diamond driver and try to cherry pick when I can. Great. Of course. Yeah. Please cherry pick when you can. He sent me the footage of the accident, and here it is.
Oh, this is footage. I thought this was someone else. All right. Well, either way.
That's the same. That's the same one.
Okay. Well, either way, this is going to be showing you at an intersection. He has the green light. He's going, and then another car just blows right through the red light, and he hits it. So shows exactly who's at fault, what happened, and why isn't that shit?
Detected. Notifying your emergency contacts in 30 seconds. Tap the power button to cancel.
All right. Yep.
So what happened in this case is that he had a left turn arrow that turned green for him, and he proceeded to turn. And this idiot knucklehead decided, I just think I'm just going to keep going straight. And there you go. So, and he happened to have a Nexar, which is odd, actually, because I get all kinds of dash cam footage. But that's why you why need it. And then,
I said, why is it odd? It's a good camera.
Yeah, it is. And the fact that immediately detected the accident, right? And it notified, it said, you know, we're going to notify your contact immediately, contact. You know, so that's a good thing. And this just happened to be next. I get these like couple of these a week. And then I, not dash cam, but accident emails. And I first question, like I do with deactivations, I tell them, do you have dash cam footage? They go, no. I'm like, well, so in this case, you know, the left arrow is pretty short, like maybe 30 seconds or so in most cases. And by the time this accident happened, it probably turned red. And now it becomes he says, she says, no. If you have a dash cam footage, it's green arrow. And yeah, he proved himself to be correct. Unfortunately, accident happened with passengers in the car. So there you go.
But either way, definitely saves a massive headache when it comes down to it, because then he's able to show exactly what had happened. And, you know, when they said, oh, you were in the wrong, and then you're like, nope, I have the camera to prove it. And then you show them the actual proof, you know, now it's a whole different story. So a lot of things out there. So that's just one of the stories. So definitely good to have. If you want to get the Nexar one, link is going to be in the description. If you have another idea of one, definitely get one. But either way, you got to have a dash camera no matter what.
Yep, 100%. But you know, yeah, I wonder, we should put a poll. You know what? We should put a poll on our community page. Do you have a dash cam? Yes or no?
Should.
Yeah.
Yep.
I bet you
it'll be like more up there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, tomorrow we'll put it up. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, let's move on. Let's talk about Colorado. You know, we always talked about Washington making a lot of driver's rights happen and changing the law for drivers instead of in favor of Uber and Lyft and these other companies. Well, you know what? It looks like another state is starting to try to be a thorn in Uber and Lyft's side, and that is Colorado. So Colorado is looking to end surveillance pricing. So if you don't know what surveillance pricing is, it's basically data that can use to set prices and wages, and you know, it's dynamic pricing essentially. It's more surveillance style. So it's based on, you know, your behaviors, online activity, what you're doing. So if you're not accepting rides and they're like, oh, well, we're going to give you lower ball offers, then they're trying to curtail that and stop that.
Yeah. So Colorado actually is becoming a bigger pain in the butt for Uber and Lyft than Washington State. You know what I mean? So they have they passed the rideshare transparency law, which went into effect after Uber, attempts to kill it by going to court, which it did not work at the moment anyway. Now they come with this. Well, if any of you have been watching us and you're not under a rock, you know we've done a lot of good testing and proven the point of algorithmic wage discrimination, right? And this goes to that point. The surveillance pricing means exactly that. And now there is a House bill, HB 25-1264, prohibits surveillance data to set prices and usage of wages. So this is not just for riders. This is for drivers as well, riders and drivers. Because I actually believe algorithmic discrimination happens to a much larger degree on the rider side, because that's where the money is coming from. So HB 251264 says prohibits surveillance data to set prices and wages, aims to stop corporations from using surveillance data like personal behaviors and online activity to dictate wages and consumer prices. Beautiful. And in summary, the bill summary is surveillance data is data that is obtained through observation, inference, or surveillance, and that is related to personal characteristics such as acceptance rates, cancellation rates. We're not going to go into race and skin color because we can't prove that. Behaviors, biometrics, the bill prohibits discrimination against the consumer or worker based on surveillance data, and that's what Uber and Lyft do. Individualized prices based on surveillance data regarding a consumer, or individualized wages based on surveillance data regarding a worker. And it's done through opaque algorithms, and we have proven it over and over and over. And if you did miss that video, hitting 5+ million views now with More Perfect Union and more to come on that, this happens. So, and you wonder sometimes, right? When you're sitting in the airport lot or wherever, and there's a driver next to you, and for the exact same trip, he gets more money than you. That's because the pricing you're getting is on surveillance base, and they know, Uber knows, Uber, Lyft know more about you than you know about yourself. And it should not give him the right to screw you. And this bill is for that. So my hat's off to legislators in Colorado, becoming a big pain in the butt for Uber and Lyft, bigger than Washington State. So we'll follow up on this, but I do like it.
Yeah, I mean, what's not to like?
Yeah, I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
All right, well, let's move on. Let's talk about Lyft driver unknowingly forced to become a getaway driver and gets into a little bit of a problem and stuck with a big bill after that. So, yeah.
I wonder if he had a dash cam, Chris.
I don't know. I'd love to see that footage, though, for sure. I would assume, though, if he had that it would be in the news story.
This wasn't the news, obviously, but so this poor guy picks up two passengers and in Minnesota, out of all places. Maybe our Joe has heard about this story. Joe Pierce, our contributor in Minneapolis. And Lyft driver left with big bill, unable to work after unknowingly becoming getaway for wanted fugitive. How do you like them apples? I wonder if that guy was verified.
Maybe it was the friend, or it was a third-party ride.
Probably. So the complaint states officers fired multiple rounds of chemical irritant, tear gas, I'm sure, into the car when both passengers refused to comply with multiple commands to get out of the vehicle. Police ended up destroying my car. I mean, police got to do what they got to do, get these idiots out of the car. So he's not paying the price in more ways than one, and says that they destroyed his sense of safety. No shit. In fact, talking about safety, right before the show, Chris, I got an email from our friend, David Picarell, who used to be a para. Now he's at, he's turned para into another company. He said, have you heard of this lady? I go, oddly enough, it was in my newsfeed yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's a grandmother in Chicago who got beat to a pulp by four thugs, and supposedly Uber's not doing anything about it. And David said, please talk to Sergio, to this lady. And this lady reached out to David. So if you are watching, please reach out to me. I'll do the best I can. But safety is something that these companies are completely not neglecting. Look, they have introduced some good things in the apps, but they're just short. It doesn't work. And it keeps replaying in my mind, the driver says. Since that traumatic day, he hasn't been able to go to work and is receiving therapy, but he's stuck with that beautiful $2,500 deductible, as we know, on a $17,000 repair bill for his car. Well, look, It's a dangerous society out there. It's, you know, it's all it has to do. It happened to you once. My problem with all of these, Chris, is this. I think Uber and Lyft both should have some sort of an auxiliary fund, okay, for these types of situations. As opposed to the driver going to the news, come talk to me, you know, we put it out, do this, we talk about it. They should just help these people. Like that grandmother in Chicago. That guy, I mean, I saw the pictures. Holy shit, they beat the crap. And they carjacked her. They stole her car. They should have some sort of a, you know, as opposed to the driver hiring a lawyer, going through the trauma all over again, doing this, doing that. Uber and Lyft, you guys make enough money. Okay? You guys need to help these people, man. You know, you just got to help.
Yeah. You know, though, what I don't understand is why wouldn't this be the responsibility of the people that were at fault here in a civil lawsuit? I'm sure that's got to be happening to get the money back. You know, a lot of it there. But then also, you know, couldn't also be up to the police department because they did what they did. And it's outside, you know, it's somebody else's personal property. So, you know, I would be talking to a lawyer to find out who's at fault and who would be more responsible, and then be taking them to a civil court. So then you can get your money back. You're going to have trauma in that. But I mean, as time goes on, you're going to think about it less and less, especially if you're in therapy. I mean, unfortunately, shit happens. And, you know, hopefully they're okay from this. But after that, I would be looking to see who's responsible, and I wouldn't be paying a damn penny from any of that. I wouldn't pay for the deductible. I mean, you might have to out of pocket right at the beginning, but then you should be getting a nice little payday later that's going to be, you know, taking care of your deductible, all your expenses, and then even more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in cases, you know, like that grandma's, that I'm hoping she gets in touch with me, it takes just too long for Uber to, because they hide under the, you know, under the umbrella of, oh, well, you're an independent contractor, you know. No, besides that, they're human. They need help. You guys need to help these people. And so anyway, but yeah, I mean, loss of wages and all that stuff. And I don't know. Maybe there should be some sort of legislation about that. You know, these types of victims, they may have some sort of a fund they can go to, or maybe out of each tip, maybe Uber charges 10 cents, 20 cents extra, like they have in Washington State.
I think they should have, again, where it comes in the responsibility, this wouldn't be an Uber Lyft case. This is the person who got into the car, the people that got into the car, the police department. That is, you know, the people who are responsible for the damage to the car for whatever particular reason. I could see where Uber or Lyft in this case would say, hey, we're going to take care of your deductible right now. And then, you know, once things are settled, you know, in court and all that stuff, that's a different story. At least get them on their feet, get back, be able to drive, if that's the case, if they're going to come back and drive, or whatnot. But, they're not really there to be responsible. And it's the people who were in the car that caused the problem, that needed to get out. They didn't, they refused. There was a fugitive there, crazy story nonetheless. And then, you know, the police did what they had to do. And so you got to then figure out who's really at fault there when it comes down to it.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I'm not saying Uber and Lyft are at fault in this case, but I think due to the sheer scale and size of the system, maybe it's going to be difficult to do, but some sort of a victims fund or something like that, maybe, you know, just put aside something every trip, a nickel, whatever, because they do millions and millions of trips, and so that the families can get some immediate help. But yeah, I agree with you, though. You know, it's not Uber and Lyft's fault in this case.
Yeah. I mean, that would definitely be a good option where, yeah, if they have something where they could pay, so you don't have to worry about the deductible, you get your car repairs done, whatever it might be, you know, any therapy or whatever it is to get back. And then that way, at least it absolves it right at the beginning. So instead of, you know, taking years for a potential court case to happen, You know, those types of things.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So.
All right. Well, unfortunate story, but let's go and talk about negative base pay. So I don't know about you, but I sure as hell don't drive for charity. And this is absolutely ridiculous. So when you sent the screenshots earlier, I was, wow. I was, my jaw hit the floor. So for those who are not looking, look at the screen right now, because it's absolutely crazy. If you're not, if you're listening, we'll explain it to you. We got two screenshots right now coming up. And one of them was two trip offers, one Comfort, one X Reserve. And, you know, you get the price, you get the pickup, the drop off. And then you see what's included with that. So it shows the surge or boost or reservation fee. And if you add it all up, it does not equal more than what the ride offer is, which is insane. Yeah. So the first ride here, you got $7.58 that's coming in. But my favorite thing is how much surge is attached to that, Sergio?
Only 14.
Oh. Oh. I didn't know that $14 additional on top of a fare equated to $7.58.
Yeah, sure.
The only way that could happen is if it was negative $6.42.
Yeah, that's without surge, that ship is 1.1 mile away pickup and 18-minute drive or 16-minute drive out of another 4.6 miles, 4.5, whatever it is. Probably would have paid the $7.58. The insult is to have $14 surge. So before upfront fares, that would have been $21. It probably would have paid $7 without surge. But with the surge, it would have been $21. So basically, surge is completely disregarded. Like, it's why even put it there, Uber? I'm not even sure. Like, I mean, we've seen some negative trips in the past, but these two were like.
This brings it to a whole different level.
Like, this is, that's why I told you, you know, when I sent you the screenshots, to the next level. This is like the next level of thievery. Because Uber is going to say, hey, what are you complaining about? Plus, this is from Boston, by the way. So let's see if it matches the 32.5, or actually 33.5 now. So 18 minutes. How many 18 minutes are in 60 minutes? This is way, way under the 33 active hour. According to, you know, Prop 33 in Boston or in Massachusetts, way under 7.58. So that what they're going to do is they're going to top this off, actually, right? Mm-hmm. If you did three more identical trips, you would have gotten $21.22 for the hour, but then you're at 33, so they'll top this off. So what they did is, we'll give you that surge, but we'll just give it 2 weeks later.
Yeah. thank you for your interest-free loan for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We'll just take your money.
My God, seeing something like that is absolutely ridiculous. I could only imagine if you actually took that, what it would be like after the fact. So if you see a $14 surge in your description and it shows you a base fare of negative $6.42,
yeah,
I would be livid. I mean, just looking at that, if that came in, that would be an automatic pass. That would be an automatic, let the timer run out. I mean, that's the first one is trip radar, but yeah, that would be automatic time, let it run out. And yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what's happening. And the thing is, you know, it's in a state with minimum wage laws. I don't think they should be allowed to do that. I don't think that trip should come. I mean, I'm completely against any of this top off thing. Okay. I really am.
Yeah.
But they passed the law. It is the law. So
yeah, you should be paid right at the time. Yeah. Whether it's at the end of the night, you know, that 4 a.m. cutoff. So it's the active versus non-active hour type thing. Because, you know, New York and Massachusetts where it's active time based on that. Yeah. The problem is like you have Minnesota that has time and distance rates. It's insane when it comes down to that 2 week top off. We'll just take 2 weeks, no problem.
Yeah. And the next one is more outrageous. I mean, I don't
even know. Let's look at the second screenshot. So you get an Uber X Reserve for a beautiful $4.79. But remember, There's a $275 surge included. There's also a $3.03 boost included and a $5.34 reservation fee included.
How do they write this? How do they write this in the algo that the algo spits out $479?
I don't know. But you're supposed to be getting, even looking at it, it's going from Terminal C Commonwealth Ave, which is, you know, 4.8 mile trip, 12 minutes. It's going to take you about, you know, 20 minutes to complete the trip. And they're paying you $479. On top of it, you're supposed to be getting another $275, another $303, and another $534. So that's like another $10 or almost $11 right there.
Yeah. If you just add those three, just that is $11. Yeah. You know how much thought probably went into this for the algo to spit out a ridiculous price like that? Uber, it's a lot easier. You know, PEMDAS, Uber, teach your algo how to do PEMDAS. You know, add, addition, just addition. That's all. I mean, right? Addition is like the A in the PEMDAS, Uber. And the point is, again, this chip is in Boston. You can tell it's in Massachusetts. So yep. 19 minute trip, 319 or 319 minutes in 60 minutes, 33 and a half. Another top off. I'm like, yeah. What are they doing?
Oh, SB Rides, great point too. Yeah, it's not just the 2 weeks. It's averaging everything together for the 2 weeks. Yes. So yes. You're going to make a little over, you're going to make a little under, and then by the end of it, you're going to be kind of right in the middle there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and then, you know, you'll get the top off. But most people will have a top off because 33 and a half is pretty decent for active hour.
Now, here's my question. Are they, you're seeing this surge and this other stuff. So what happens if they pool the surge and say, oh, you got a $14 surge over here. You got a $5.34 reservation fee and a $303 boost fee and a $275 surge on this one. You took these rides. So you actually made 30-something or 40-something dollars right there. Yeah. So there's no top-off for you because you made over that time.
Yeah. Well, no. But what they do is at the end of the, you know, 2 weeks, they figure out your active time. And then they figure out they at the, you know.
What if they're saying, oh, you got $14 surge and they're taking it off. And you got,
so we'll add that. Why even put it there? Like, why even put it there?
Oh, it's wild.
Right?
I mean, how does a computer not know how to do math?
Well, because whoever programmed it doesn't know how to do math.
Clearly.
I mean, all these things they put on the ping screen, right? Uber, why even put it there? Just put $479. That's it. It's so simple. Why all these? It's more work. I know. I met your designers, you know, ping designers a couple of Novembers ago. It took them 6 months to move the label to the bottom and all design, all that shit, right? I know, I got you, but I mean, just don't put anything there. Just put $479, take it or leave it. Because it makes it more insulting.
It's a trip radar sound and make it really,
yeah,
really
that annoying. Probably took a year. Yeah.
No, that took 2 weeks.
That took 2 weeks? Okay. Well, I don't know. All I know is... Yeah, don't put anything there, Uber. Surge is meaningless. All these things are meaningless.
Oh, it's insane. Yeah. I mean, yeah, when you sent me that, I'm looking at it. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. How does this even make sense? Uber, we want a response. There must be a response to this. How does something like that happen?
Well, I'm sure they took a screenshot of it already. So I'm
well, I sure. Want the response.
Okay, did you hear that?
Chris wants a response.
Yeah. Chris wants a response. So. Yeah.
All right. Well, either way, let's move on. Let's talk about paying with cash for your next Uber ride. How's that sound, Serge? I know you're very, very, very for it. I know you love. Right. I know so, you love the fact that you can take cash rides and that you're going to have a $300 bank on hand just in case somebody pays cash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So first of all. Travis must be rolling somewhere. He's not dead. So I would have said he's rolling in his grave. Travis, meaning Travis Kalanick, the founder and ex-CEO of Uber.
Yep.
The whole idea of Uber and its growth was because of seamless cashless transactions.
Yep.
That was the whole idea. So Uber, you're watching this. I know you're. So listen up, Uber. That was one. All right. Okay. The second thing is, this takes the cake. This may be the worst product you have ever come up with since your inception. This. I'm talking for the US now. We had shown some of these. There was some inkling of this coming around, maybe like 6-8 months ago, a year ago. It's reality now, people. In fact, there is a person in the chat said, he's Cincinnati, Ohio. It just showed up under his preferences. Now, I vehemently opposed Uber Team when it came out. Some people said, no, I'll do it. I'm like, okay, cool. Knock yourself out. We're all adults. We make our own decisions. That's one. However, with with emails nonstop to CPUC, California Public Utilities Commission, they came to their senses and said, wait a minute, if you're going to drive 12, 15-year-olds in the car, you need to be like hop, skip, and drive. You need to get fingerprinted. You need to do all this stuff. So that went away in California. Unfortunately, continues in other states, Uber Teen. But this is going to get drivers killed, Uber. Dara and whoever approved this for the U.S., you will have blood in your hands. And you will come out and say, oh, it's just an IC. Oh, you guys go ahead and opt out. We're giving you the choice to opt out. This is a bad idea from the get-go. This, by the way, is in Brazil and in Mexico for the last 9 years. Nine. In fact, Uber's business in Brazil and Mexico exploded after they introduced this in Brazil and Mexico. Most people in Brazil and Mexico get paid in cash, and they want to do transactions in cash. However, last time I checked, we're not in Mexico. We're not in Brazil. We're in the United States, where, first of all, a person has to have a smartphone to order the trip. If you have a smartphone with the app on it, how do you deal in cash? And Uber said to me, and in their blog, they put a blog out for this, although they did not publicize it. You know how I get these blogs to do articles about it, Chris, with an embargo, right? Right? Mm-hmm. This was completely crickets. Didn't get a peep out of Uber saying, sir, do this. So I wrote an article yesterday, and thank you for all the comments, by the way, because I attached my email address on the bottom, sergio@therideshareguy.com. And a lot of people said, hell no. Chris did a wonderful video. We put it out yesterday, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 views. I don't know, already in 24 hours. There were 200 plus, or maybe it's 300 now, comments. I went all through of them, all one by one. Not one single driver, Uber, not one, said, yeah, I'll do cash trips. Now, I know everything about this. I know what cities it's going to be in, because in the blog, Uber, you did not put the cities in. I know all the cities that this is going to expand. This is not just a tiny little pilot you're running. This isn't going to be in San Antonio, Texas, initially, as of today, and Cincinnati, Ohio. There's three more cities coming up in April 5th. I know those cities, Uber. Please announce those cities, okay? Second thing I know, you, Uber, have data about safety issues regarding cash chips in Brazil and Mexico. Don't come to me and said, oh, well, you know, it was before, record my ride, follow my ride. And now you know who I'm talking to about this. You have that data. Why don't you release the data? Cash chips versus cashless chips. How much more are drivers getting robbed or assaulted? And I'm going to end up with this. If you guys have questions, I'll answer it. I know everything about this. I know how the transaction is going to work. In fact, I urge you to go to the Uber blog, just Uber Cash Chips blog, Google it. Their own blog puts down how this is going to be done. This opens up so many can of worms. Definitely not for the U.S. And Uber is going to say, but yeah, hold on a second. We're giving you the right to opt out. I'm like, okay, cool. And Uber's angle on this is there is a 15% underserved, underbanked, unbanked community in the United States that they want to appeal to for by doing these cash chips. Okay. No. Don't do it, please. Please opt out. By the way, Chris said it beautifully in his video. Go check that video out. He laid it down. Uber will turn that on without you knowing. So before you start driving every day, if you're in one of the cash cities, go check, make sure that you have opted out. Magically, it appears once in a while that preference is turned on. And my thing with this is you're going to get drivers killed, Uber. We are not in Mexico. We are not in Brazil. And Uber may say, well, those are more dangerous places than the United States. Not so. Last but not least, with this, even if you opt out and news in your city, criminal circles in your city goes around that Uber drivers have cash now, that criminal doesn't know if you opted out or not. What do you have on your window, by the way? An Uber trade dress. Automatic target. You're going to get robbed. You're going to get assaulted. And Uber and Lyft executives will have blood in their hands. And they're going to just skip away saying that, oh, you're an independent contractor. Last but not least, this all came about after that Yale professor visited you at Uber in San Francisco, came up with the study saying that there is something called consumer surplus, that it will increase your gross bookings. So why don't you try this in the US? Kind of a surprise that right after that, Uber started working on this and now they're releasing it. So it's going to be in five. I'm not going to mention the cities unless Uber mentions the cities. Uber told me this today that it's Cincinnati, Ohio, and San Antonio, Texas, but our audience is so good that I already knew it was in those cities, and I already know in what three next cities is coming up, and I already know how dangerous this is going to be for drivers. So if you do not opt out, look, suffer the consequences. You're going to get robbed. You're going to get shot. And this is the worst ever by Uber. Worst. So, enough said.
Well, just did the poll. I ended that. So we had 170 votes. Thank you. No was 73%. Yes said 26%. So about a quarter of the people said they will take cash rides. And you know what? It's your decision on what you want to do. A couple of reminders. Dash camera is king because you're going to see the transaction there. Count the money if you're taking cash rides on camera so you can see exactly what was given to you. So there's no he said, she said crap. If you don't have a dash camera, good luck trying to figure that one out because you know that they're going to take the passenger's side all of the time. There are a couple of things that Uber did put out into this, and that was you don't have to carry cash with you for bank. Which is a good thing. It'll go on to, their Uber Cash account. So it'll act like you have cash on hand that you can pay for your next ride or food delivery or whatever it might be. So at least that's good. The problem is you're going to start accumulating cash if you're taking cash rides. Is it going to be a lot? Probably not. 15%. I mean, what are you trying to capture? You're going to get another 1% gross bookings? I mean, what are you going to do, really? For me, I think this is a money grab or trying to make it seem like, hey, we're able to increase our how much we're actually able to have gross bookings. I think that's all it is. They're running to the bottom of the barrel. I mean, Uber and Lyft both are pretty much at a seasoned point already. You can't grow more people unless you go to the younger generation. Hey, wait, what was that? That's Uber Teen. They're trying to get the next generation of kids to come up and be able to do it. And once that's done and exhausted, because, well, in California, you can't do it right now. So you got to wait until they're at least 18. And, you know, then you can finally order. So your growth is going to be kind of stagnant at this point. So where else can we go? Oh, maybe if we accept cash rides, we can earn another percent or two on our bookings. And that shows growth to our stock price. So I really think that's what it's coming down to. Because, yeah, the whole point was seamless, quick, easy. You pull out the app, you order, you have your credit card information already on it. Completely seamless. You don't have to worry. You don't even have to talk to your driver if you don't want to. All you can do, you get in the car, you get out where you're going, and it's done. Seamless, easy. This is going to complicate it a little bit. But for those people who do want to take cash trips, definitely check out the video that I put out yesterday, because it was going over, you know, blog itself, what Uber put out. So it gives some different points there on what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing. Like not arguing with passengers on rides when it comes to cash payments. So you kind of try to alleviate that. So they're trying to put out fires because they know they have that data already that Sergio was talking about. They already know the data. So they know the pain points of what drivers are probably talking about who may have already been assaulted or robbed or whatever it might be when it comes to carrying cash in these couple of countries. So they're trying to put the fire out before they can. Is it going to have any impact? I don't know. But let's be real. The U.S. is not a cash society anymore. It is very rarely, but most people use their cards, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're going to have Gabe come on in a few minutes, but, you know, a lot of people are not going to go read the blog. So let's just quickly talk about a couple of the can of worms. So this is how the transaction is going to work. There's still going to be upfront fares. The rider is going to get, let's say, $30 fare, okay? And it comes to you as a, on the ping screen, it says cash trip, okay? The rider is going to pay $30. There are still upfront fares. Uber will ping you with 15, let's say, all right? This is how the transaction is going to work. Trip ends. Rider will give you the $30. You have to manually enter what you receive from the rider in the app. Now, the service fees included in there, that's called Uber's take rate. Okay, which is $15. Now you're a collection agent for Uber, actually. So you have that cash on you. So what Uber is going to do is they're going to hit you or deduct it from the other trips you're doing at the end of the payday comes on Tuesday. They're going to keep the accounting. Another can of worms. Somebody walks in, $30 trip. They go, oh, I don't have it. I'm just going to give you a 20. Uber says, don't argue with the customer, with the rider. Accept the 20. We will reimburse you. Uber. You don't reimburse for justified cancellations for $3. And now I'm supposed to keep this extra accounting for you?
Or for throw up in the car.
Yeah, bro. And I'm a collection agent now for Uber. I'm going to collect their service fee for them, Chris. And that cash is going to accumulate on me. And somebody puts a gun to my head and takes the cash or whatever happens, right? This is how the transaction is going to work, people. And Uber says, don't ever argue with the customer. We're going to make you good. Nah, it's just hocus pocus. So besides that, this is how the transaction is going to work. I think this is the worst idea, Uber, that you have ever come up with. It may work. It may increase your gross bookings, you know, by 1-2%, maybe, which is $42 billion a quarter. So, you know, that's a lot of money, Chris, 1-2%, right? But how many lives are going to be lost and how many people are going to get carjacked or shot or robbed before this stupid idea ends? I am so against this. Like, I don't think I've ever been against anything more than this. And about 26% said they want to do cash trips. Knock yourselves out. At least have some sort of dash cam or something because you're going to get robbed.
Yeah. Yeah. And just, you know, be smart on everything when it comes down to it.
Yep.
But with that being said, let's move on. Let's talk about Uber's passive aggressive emails going to the next level yet again. What's going on? Come on.
Yeah, man. I got this from South Carolina. This driver says, by the way, you know, in the funnies, we're going to show a screenshot, right? Okay.
Yep.
You know, in fact, let's jump on that real quick. Just show that screenshot real quick.
Oh, which one?
The one in the middle of the ocean?
Okay. I mean, I got both of them on.
That's the same driver. So that happened. Okay, you guys see this on the right-hand side real quick? See where the rider's pin is? Literally in the middle of the water? So now let's go back. And so the guy goes, the timer did not start because I'm not close enough. You know what I mean? Because the pin is in the ocean, right? And then he canceled and they sent this to him. Think about this. Your account has been flagged. We take safety cancellations very seriously.
I'm sorry. I think that's a massive safety concern right there. You want me to drive into the water?
Yeah. Think about that. I mean, then this passive aggressive bullshit was really strong at Lyft. Now, obviously, Uber is doing it. He goes, hey, David, our systems show that you continue to make a large number of safety related cancellations. Bro, your own app says so. If you don't feel it's safe, cancel.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter
as long as you, if you feel unsafe. So how do you know that this person just doesn't feel unsafe? Like, are you that person?
Yeah, no. Say, I'll go.
So then stay out of it.
Yeah. Well, they won't stay out of it. And then he goes, we take safety cancellations very seriously and ask you to use them only when you feel unsafe. Uber.
Sherlock.
Seriously. I mean, you know, I know you have some sort of algo or whatever written for this too. I know it's an automatic cut and paste garbage email, but, you know, I mean, where does this end? I don't know. Please note that they're excessively using the safety cancellation feature improperly when safety is not an actual concern. Well, this is, it's going to be a major concern in the cash chips, Uber. Major concern. And Uber says on the cash chip, by the way, they go like, if you feel unsafe, please cancel the chip. And then I do that, and then I get this. Yeah, we're independent contractors, all right? Indicates misuse of the platform, harms other Uber users, investigation of your account. If a safety issue has in fact occurred, please report it through the help menu. What in the hell, Uber? Seriously, man. Stop abusing people, man. This is abuse, mental abuse. This is all kinds of whatever abuse this is. Stop it. I know a lot of drivers don't care, Chris. They go like, ah, screw them. I ignore it. But this is abuse.
But the fact, for some, absolutely. And for the fact, I mean, do you know how many people I see on Facebook groups or, you know, even on X that tag me? And it's like, you know, get this. What should happen or what should I do? And it's like, they're already worried about it. You can tell them, hey, don't worry about it. But, you know, they're already worried. They're already stressing out. So it's like, this stuff doesn't need to happen. First off, if somebody feels unsafe, they feel unsafe. I mean, I'm sorry, but if you have a pin going into the ocean and then say, hey, this is unsafe because you want me to go into the ocean, well, I kind of have a problem with that. I'm not going to drown because you want me to go to the pin, which is in the water. I mean, come on. And, you know, you don't know what that person is driving around. You don't know what that person might know, have that second sense. I mean, how many times have you gone to a ride and you knew something before it actually happened, whether it was good, whether it was bad? I mean,
we're the ones on the street, bro. We're the ones in the cars. We're the ones on the street. We're the ones delivering. How does your fucking algo know what I'm going through out there? Huh?
It doesn't.
If you go to some goddamn trips, maybe you will figure that out. And you know what? When you introduce the cash chips, I'm sure you have people in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm sure you have people in San Antonio, Texas. I'm sure you have people in those three cities coming up. Why don't you get in your fucking cars, Uber employees, and do a few cash chips? Let's see how that goes for you. Okay? Do it. Yeah. There you go. It's one way to do it. Fucking.
For sure.
Anyway, right, buddy. So stop the abuse, man. Stop the abuse. And then call us independent contractors. Like, stop it.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on. Let's talk about Waymo. Doing 1.2 million trips a month.
It's growing.
Man, I gotta step up my cone game. I gotta step that game up. Okay,
so we're gonna do this at the end of the show while all of you are here. We have an announcement about Curbivore, and we have a big announcement. And you are getting in one of these. So you're 100%
getting. You're funny, man. You're funny.
So 1.3 million rides a month, bro. How many trips does Uber do every hour?
One. million.
1.3 million.
Actually, no, they do more because they just recently Dara said, "Oh, we've done 1 million concurrent trips," meaning that frozen second, 1 million trips was happening.
Now that's 1.3 million a month, bro. Come on, man. Don't you worry about drivers. These things are not going to take your jobs for a long, long, long time to come. However, kudos to Waymo. $100,000 cars doing $10 trips.
Woohoo.
But the goal supposedly is much larger, to replace most off the ground transportation industry, which today has revenues around $5 trillion worldwide. Yeah. That's much more than even giants like Google and Amazon. So, look, you know, it's inevitable. These things are coming. But so Uber is in, just announced an exclusive deal with Waymo in Austin and Atlanta. And they're in San Francisco. They're in Arizona, Phoenix. LA. Austin,
Atlanta.
Yeah, they are. No, Atlanta next May. This May coming up. But they just announced, because there's XXSW going on in Austin, and they did it right before. So they're in 5-6 cities, 1.3 million trips a month. Okay, cool. Knock yourselves out. I don't think it's a threat. I don't think it's a threat yet. You know what I mean? So, yeah,
I don't think so. There was a news piece segment that I was watching when I was at the gym last week, actually, and they were talking about autonomous vehicles and Waymo, and how a lot of the people on there were like, yeah, I don't want to do that. There was a poll that they did, and it was still like something like 70 or 80% would not trust a AV at this point.
AAA did a survey and study. It used to be 85%. Now it's down to 70% that people don't trust these things. So it's going down, you know.
Yeah.
Look, well, I've been one multiple times. I mean, they're okay. I mean, whatever. No, I don't think it's a threat yet.
Nope. So I'll pass. I like the freedom and flexibility to drive myself where I want.
We're going to have to
You know what I want? I want the friggin' eVTOLs so I can fly wherever the F I want. I'll be really happy.
No, you're definitely going in one. You're definitely going in one, and we're going to go together. Nope. So we're going to do some content.
Well, maybe we'll just put a cone on it. I'll grab my cone. I'm sure there's plenty of cones all over LA streets. So I'll pick one up and I'll just plop it right on its ass. So
there are. Well, maybe we can do that and both get arrested right in front of Curbivore. Okay, so this is it. Somebody said get some apple juice. See, like, look at what this is. Okay, Sergio, you're visibly shaking. I'm not shaking. I'm just pissed off that I don't want any more drivers getting carjacked or killed or shot or robbed. Uber, you have the data. Release the data. The data. Cash versus cashless trips. You have the data. Release it. Have some balls, Uber. I know you won't do it because you won't. But no, yeah, apple juice. Yeah, apple juice is coming up on the 150th show. We're going to definitely have some apple juice on that show. Yeah.
Well, either way, let's move on to our funnies because we got Gabe in the back end.
Yeah, I see Gabe back there.
Let's get that.
So that was that trip that the one on the right where you guys see the pin of the rider. Like the guy goes, how am I supposed, the clock is not starting. How am I supposed to do this? Right? In case for a cancellation. And then he gets that passive aggressive bullshit email. Now, Lyft. You're not. I mean, we took it easy on you today to a point, right? But next week is your week, probably. Is that a very,
how is that even allowed?
Is that like, okay, you correct me if I'm wrong. That picture, right?
That's a mass.
Sorry, I was gonna say, how Lyft, how is this verified, Lyft?
Dig my bussy out.
Dig my bussy out. That's a name. At least she's I'm assuming she's a 5-star. I mean,
can't assume these days, man.
And the driver from the Reddit says, so this ride popped up twice for me last night. I don't know.
I wonder why it popped up twice. And I'm sure it was, it would have popped up more if you didn't have another ride that you just took.
I don't know. This is looking bad for verified. I mean, seriously. I mean, I don't know how this is verified and what kind of database you're verifying this against. Maybe butt database or something, but this is unacceptable.
I don't know how that's even allowed. I mean, really, how is that even allowed?
No, it's allowed. You can put anything. You know, we had those names. You know how many times we did.
Well, you know what? As long as there's no DP on the profile photo of a Lyft passenger that you're going to pick up, otherwise, I think that's an immediate cancel.
Yeah.
Nobody wants a dick pic.
Only, that's a good one. Dustin says OnlyFans. That's a good one.
Yeah. OnlyFans. Yep. All right. Actually, there's this comment I saw from Matt, and I want to highlight it now. He said there's so many counterfeit 20s in the market. That's another issue that you need to worry about is counterfeit cash, because that's a huge thing. Because here's the thing. You're not putting the money into Uber's account. No. You're putting this money into your account. So if they pay you counterfeit cash, guess what? It's screwing you.
Yeah, try to go get that from
Uber. Still going to take off your service fee, and then you aren't going to get a damn thing. So you're actually losing out. Make sure if you do get the counterfeit pens and just start penning that shit.
Yeah, well, who's going to pay for the counterfeit pen? Uber? Yeah, sure.
Tax right off.
What could go wrong? What could go wrong in any of this? I mean, nothing can go wrong. Everything's fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, right. Crazy. All right. Let's bring on Gabe for our special driver's corner, which I think we got.
Look at him, bro. Front cover, Business Insider. Jacob, whoa. I introduce you to. You don't even call me anymore, Jacob. All you're doing is Gabe stories now. What's up? What's happening, Jacob? Come on, man. Look at Gabe. Look at him, a part-time Uber driver who explains how he thinks a ukulele and an EV earn him more tips. Well, he's going to tell us about it. And here he is, Mr. Gabe Hoken, at Hoken.
Yeah.
He's one of our contributors in the Oakland, San Francisco area. Gabe, move to your right a little bit. Yep. There you go. There you go. Perfect. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I didn't realize I had such a narrow screen. God, that Jacob gave away everything in the headline. You gotta save something for the reader. You gotta be like, this one weird trick is what catapulted. Wait a minute. So you're actually
telling me that's an accurate headline for an article? Because every headline I look at is you gotta go to the very end of the article to actually get the real story, because they gotta put it in at the very end.
No.
So, how's it going? How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm all right. Yeah.
You don't look pumped up. I mean, you're in Business Insider front cover, bro. Come on now.
I know. That should be cool. It should be a joyous occasion. It should be like a bar mitzvah.
I mean, it should be getting, but then there's a tip for this. So you should go get ukuleles and start playing it in the car and then get more tips.
I mean, it's obvious. I should start selling like a signature model, like the Gabe at Token ukulele.
He does play the ukulele. Like he's going to play us a song, I'm sure. But so to give us a little bit of
odds going out on a dime.
Well, actually, this is kind of a, I don't know if I played this one for you guys. It's kind of a personal song about my journey as an Uber driver and kind of, sums up my experience. I just took a shit at Trader Joe's. I just took a shit at Trader Joe's because I have no pride. That's it. That's all I have so far.
Oh, okay. This is about your bathroom break at Trader Joe's.
I'm working on more lyrics. I will be selling CDs in the lobby.
Oh, please do. Yeah. So how's business up there, Gabe? Let's talk a little. It looks like, it says you're making $24,000 a year.
Working. Well, I mean, working. Yeah, but if I worked 40 hours a week and I don't work anything like that. If I worked 40 hours a week, I would make, I don't know, $32,000 a year. You know, like the busy hours are just shrinking. Like it used to be, it was busy like 4 to 7 in the afternoons.
All those Waymos.
8 to 9:30 was just like solid surge, solid prime time. Now it's just all the gray, what are you calling it these days? The gray soup.
Gray of clouds doom. Of doom.
Yeah. It's just nothing but gray. Sometimes there isn't even gray. Sometimes it's just white.
Yeah.
And I've been seeing surge all over my area lately.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. It's a weird thing. And then some days it's busy, but like last year was like my worst year per hour since 2016.
How long you been doing it?
Since 2014.
Wow. You're one of the originals.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
So talk a little bit about this article.
Yeah.
So how you increase your tips and give our audience some tips and tricks, bro.
Well, Jacob asked me, you know, what I do to get tips. And I'm like, oh, well, there's two things that, because I keep track of my tips over time. And historically, it was always about the 12%, 13% of my total income. Oh. But then after I bought a Tesla, it like bumped up like 3 or 4%.
Okay.
And I'm like, wow. And the reason isn't because people are like, well, that was a nice car, I'm going to pay him more. The reason is people, they ask when, and both of you guys know this, people are much more likely to tip you if they interact with you, if they talk to you, and if you have a conversation, if you're asking open-ended questions and getting the passenger to talk about themselves, you're just much more likely to get tipped.
Okay.
So anything that you have in the car that's going to start a conversation is going, including the car. Like, I think what made me a lot of money with the Tesla is those stupid door handles, right?
Oh yeah.
Because it forces the passenger to be like, how do I get out of your car? Or I had a heart. Or you have to roll down the back window and be like, no, you have to push on the short end of the handle to pop the door open. And that gets, and then they get in, they're like, oh, I've never seen a handle like that. I've never been in a Tesla, blah, 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 blah. But then Tesla's got kind of old news here in the Bay Area. So I had been playing a ukulele anyway. And the great thing about a ukulele is it's small. It'll fit in your car. Like they're super tiny. Like this is, right? Like this is a soprano sized ukulele. It's really small. And so you can just pick it up and while you're waiting at a stoplight and start practicing strum patterns, start playing songs. And generally, you don't even have to play it. The passenger will see it sitting on your passenger seat next to you. And they'll say, oh, what is that? Is that like a tiny clown guitar? Or what is that? And then you like, boom, now you're talking to the passenger. And then you ask them if they play instruments. And sometimes they're like, oh, well, you know, I play guitar. And then you can hand them the ukulele. And I'm like, you should try to play it. It's almost the same thing. And they're like, oh, and then they try to play. And sometimes they play really well. And sometimes they just have, you know, they're just goofy or they're drunk and their friends are making fun of them. But they have a great time in your car. And more likely than not all the time, nothing at all, like all the time, but your tips will go up. And I found my tip percentage went to 18% from 12 or 13.
So everybody go get a ukulele.
I also like, you know, I'm a veteran, right? So I glue my service ribbons, replicas of my service ribbons to my dashboard where passengers can see them. And that sparks conversations, you know?
What service ribbons, bro?
What's that?
What service ribbons? Oh, the ones from the app?
No, I'm a Marine Corps veteran, so.
Oh, that, no, we know that,
my service ribbons, yeah. So my service ribbons, you know, you know what they are, the little, that looks like
a solid
on here. Yeah. I have a replica of those on my dashboard. So people are like, oh, are you a veteran? I'm like, oh, yeah. And they're like, oh, what did you do? Where did you serve? I'm a veteran, or my dad was in the military, or blah, 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 blah. And now you're having a conversation. Doesn't matter what the conversation's about.
Wow. I mean, look, you're handsome devil as you are, but that has something to do with the tips, you know what I mean? So,
come on, Serge, what's your tip percentage?
Shit, 9%. Yeah.
Well,
yeah. I'm going to go get a ukulele. That's what I'm going to do. I can't.
What's your sipping percentage, Gabe?
It's about 18.
18 is solid. I think average is 11.
What's that?
Average is about 11, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right around there.
Uber system.
That's about what I was making.
Although I'm sure Sunshine Man's got
even more. Sunshine Man is 45%. He's 45%.
I believe it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he makes more money on tips than he makes on Uber, actually. So.
Is there, Sergio, is there a regional difference in tip percentages?
Yes, there is.
What people make?
Big cities, much less tipping.
Yeah.
But most tips happen on airport trips. That's the data. That's the data.
Not, man, I don't. Yes, no? They're still not worth it.
Okay, so, you know, I know you're going to play a song for us, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I mean, didn't I just play one?
No, that was just an appetizer.
I don't know. If you don't play a little bit of this.
Don't take the trash.
Yeah. Decline.
Counterfeit pen.
Counterfeit cash. Yeah, there you go.
Counterfeit cash.
Oh, let me ask you. What do you think about that Uber cash chips? You were a cabbie.
I was a cabbie. So can
how many times did you get robbed?
I was dropping my kid off at his choir practice.
So Uber is starting transactions in cash between rider and driver in Cincinnati, Ohio, and San Antonio, Texas, and three more cities coming up in April. So you're basically like a cab. In the old days of the cab, you just pull out cash and give it. And if you're short, Uber will reimburse you, supposedly. And then you collect a service fee for Uber on every trip.
Why does Uber want to do that? Just to broaden their audience? Their customer base?
Supposedly there's 15% underserved communities in the U.S. And they've been doing it in Brazil and Mexico for the last 9 years.
They also don't pay the processing fees, right?
No. You collect the processing. You collect the service fee from the rider and pay it back to Uber.
No. A credit card processing fee.
Yes, right? They don't pay that. So that's 3%.
They don't pay credit card processing fees. Yeah. So I can see how they would really enjoy it. Can I tell you something? I think as long as you don't have security concerns, and those are valid, although I had 40,000 trips as a cabbie in San Francisco in the 1990s, and I was never robbed. I think
this is not the 1990s, buddy.
It was worse than violent crime and
okay. So worse Uber announces it in Oakland, which you drive quite a bit in Oakland. Would you do cash trips in Oakland?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. The thing is your tips aren't going to skyrocket. My tips were, I was at 25% tips as a doing cash.
Well, that's customary in cabs, kind of, right?
Well, now it's a cab. How are we not a cab now? Like, fucking cab.
What have I been saying? I've been saying cab. What? Yeah. Uber is a cab company with an app. Yeah. There you go.
Yep.
There we go. So
every cab company has an app.
So anything else, buddy?
No, I got a Hyundai Ioniq 5. Did you see that in the article?
Oh no, that's in the article. Let's talk a little bit about your fairly new electric car.
Oh, yeah. That you well, last time I saw you, I went down to LA to buy it. Right?
You had just picked it up. Yeah.
Yeah. And how's it going? That thing, it's a great car. That's an unbelievable car. I'm very impressed by that car. It's for its weight. It's really efficient. And the range is great. And the charge time is 20 minutes and you're done. Like go into the, I charge I use outside charging away from home because it's free with Hyundai for 2 years. You get 2 years of free charging. So I plug it in and then I go do some grocery shopping and it's done.
Wow. Okay.
So
you like it more than your Tesla or no? No.
Well, I like the Tesla was a great experience. Like, the software and how the car interacted with you. Like that was a good car, but this car, the back seat is so roomy. It's insane.
Yeah.
There's so much legroom back there and passengers really like it and it looks cool. And it's not a Tesla because fuck Elon. Yeah. I think I can extend that
All the Elon lovers are not loving him now, so hey, you know. Okay, so we're gonna play your section out with a song from you, so whatever you want to play, and then we're gonna talk about, are you gonna come down to Curbivore? You want to come down? No. To
ah, come on. When is it? Is it in June?
April 11th.
I can't make it.
Maybe. Next month.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll check it out.
Well, yeah, we're going to talk about it after you're gone. Chris is coming to LA, so. Okay.
All right. I'll tune in and check it out for sure.
Three amigos. All right. So play us out. Play your segment out with something. Thank you for coming on, buddy.
Yeah.
So, check his article out. Jacobs and Kula, Business Insider. Mr. Cool Gabe with his arm out of the car. Hey, I'm so cool. I'm like, okay, cool.
So we could do some, since we're talking about cash, we can sing some Johnny Cash.
There you go, buddy. Whatever you want.
Hear that train a-coming, rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps passing on. But that train keeps rolling on down the San Antonio. All right. Yeah.
I was thinking.
Let me tell you something. You were on maybe like last year with the ukulele, and you had just picked up the ukulele.
Okay.
You suck then. You're a professional now.
You're gonna say the same thing in a year.
You have improved.
That's good.
You have definitely improved.
I'm actually learning guitar, so.
Well, whatever you're doing, it's working. So the tips are up.
Yep.
You know, you're famous now. I mean, you're in.
Oh, yeah. Wait, can I do one last pointer for folks?
Absolutely.
If you've never picked up a ukulele before, buy a $30 ukulele on Amazon and check out just in the YouTube search bar, type in Bernadette Teaches Ukulele.
Okay.
Right? And she has great beginner lessons. It's free. And if you have any musical ability, it is totally possible. It's okay if you don't, but it's totally possible that you'll be playing a song in 10 minutes. 10 minutes from nothing.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay.
You'll suck. It'll be, but you'll suck, but it'll be like farts. Yours will smell good. but just to your own. But just to you.
This is why he gets the touch, man.
But you'll be playing. You'll be playing. So
we love you, Gabe. So,
all right. We'll meet you guys too. Thanks for doing all
well.
Of your-
Be safe.
Thanks for doing all that good work.
Yes, stay healthy.
Talk to you guys soon.
Okay. Bye. He has improved. He has improved big time.
Yep.
Yeah. He sucked. So our big news. Okay, behind the wheel, email me, Sergio@therashguy.com. Big news. Chris is coming to LA for a little thing we put together every year called Curbivore. Listen up, people. I don't know how many of you are here. We're giving away shit this year, okay? Like expensive
not
shit.
Not literal.
No, not literal shit, no. Serious, like besides merch and besides all this stuff. However, and obviously free, if you come early, coffee, donuts, free food, free drinks, free whatever. Everything is free. You just have to go to Eventbrite. Well, we're going to promo this for the next 4 weeks until the event happens. It's on April 11th, downtown LA in the Arts District. I want to see as many drivers there as possible, first of all, for the free stuff. But besides that, you guys get to meet me and Chris. We're going to have driver panel. We're going to introduce you to some execs. We will, you know, take notes from you, I'm pretty sure. We're putting all this stuff together, what we're going to do during Curbivore. We definitely want algorithmic discrimination test. This time, the Uber way.
Don't tell them. Don't let Uber know.
Well, they don't know where it's at. Oh, well, they can Google it, though. It doesn't matter. We're going to do it their way. And hopefully there's no discrepancy. Please, so go to eventbrite.com, put in Curbivore. And to get your ticket, put Sergio, S-E-R-G-I-O, 5. Free everything. Come down. See us. Chris is going to be there. First time in 3 years, 4 years that we've been. We'll probably do a live stream. We'll probably do a behind the wheel right on the spot right there. Talk to you guys. So a lot of good shit going on. And you get to meet us as well in person. And we'll have some fun. It's an all-day event. 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., I think. Yeah, please come join us, but we will keep promoting it. And Sergio5 at Eventbrite. So, Chris, you're coming down to L.A., to La La Land. You're landing at the worst possible time, but it's okay. Right? You'll figure out what L.A. drivers go through.
Because the price of the ticket is so damn cheap. So,
yes, price of the ticket was ridiculous, but... you're going to spend a couple hours on our beautiful freeways. I'm hoping the weather is good for Curbivore. You know, so far we had good luck. Hopefully it's no rain. But we definitely are going to do a panel with drivers, record it. You know, we all have the shit ready already there. Do like some sort of panel. Have executives listen to you guys. Should be fun. So I'm looking forward to as many of you show up. There's no limit. We're going to have our own driver's corner over there. So should be awesome. Should be fun this year. Okay.
Oh, Rich, I've been there before. Yeah. I have. It's not like I haven't been there. I agree with you, though.
Sergio emailed to Uber earlier. I don't know what that means. But anyway, so, okay, let's do our, what are we doing? Highlighted questions or no? We're not doing those.
We got a few, yeah.
We got a few. Let's just go through it quickly, and then.
All right, done. Bruno says, "Did you see the bad Uber news for us in Ventura County drivers?"
I don't know what it is. If I don't know, that means I don't know.
Oh, if you don't know, I don't know.
Well, I did not know about this cash thing either. You know what I mean? So Uber was like playing, but again, as I said. I miss her dearly. My Uber contact left Uber after 10 years. And now I'm fish out of water. I have help. Don't get me wrong. But they're a little different than her, you know? So, especially the one I communicated with today. Take your Uber hat off. You know what I mean? Talk to me.
Yep. No cashier for a ride. If I took cash, why would I give Uber and Lyft any of it? Well, they're going to put it in the app anyways, so
you're not going to have to. Yeah.
It's not like you're going to be like, oh, they just...
April 11th. Steph is coming down from Santa Barbara. Okay. April 11th, yes, Sergio Friday. 5. Right. Go to Eventbrite, put Curbivore, put Sergio 5 at checkout. Get your ticket. Anyway, all right.
All right, just showed up under preference in Cincinnati at noon. There it's live cash out? Ride.
Did you opt out, Dustin? Or opt in?
Steve, I'm really not sorry for you guys in USA because you live in such a dangerous country. Nah, I mean, not really, but in Europe, yes, paying with cash is just a normal thing. Yeah, I mean, it's the difference, though, a country. Plastic is mostly here. Cash is most in the rest of the world, so...
Yeah, cool.
Thanks, man. I'm never taking a fraudulent Uber cash ride because I don't want to be the next George Floyd.
Well, okay. Well,
don't have to.
I have to. Just carry a gun.
Band-Aid Victims Fund.
I like it. I like it.
The only market that paying decent seem to be those states with passing legislation for fair pay. Uber will keep taking advantage of the drivers until they're forced to pay plus transparency. Possibly. I mean, the thing is, though, there's definitely a lot more surge, especially in, say, Florida, which does not have that law. I'm getting text messages showing how much surge is happening in Orlando and Tampa and other places.
Illegal accounts getting killed, bro. Illegal accounts getting kicked out right and left. So that may be...
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, it's crazy because I turn my app on and I'm like, oh, wow, there's actually surge. Holy crap. It's not the great clouds of doom. There's like little clouds of doom, but then the rest is all fire surge. So I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I agree.
And I mean, it's like Friday at 1:30. It was jamming.
Yeah, you showed me. You sent me a screenshot. I'm shocked. Yeah. I mean, well, we're still not. I mean, we're getting more surge in LA. Don't get me wrong, but not like before, obviously. But at least the morning rush hour.
It'll take a little bit of time for some correction, but yeah, I think it's definitely starting to turn a corner.
Maybe ICE hasn't done its job in LA yet.
Probably won't be that popular in the U.S. Hardly anyone uses cash yet, pretty much. Well, yeah, I don't think 15%. It's going to be a popular thing. I mean, but the thing is, yeah, I think the definite thing you got to watch out for is, you know, counterfeit or any issues like that.
Yeah, man.
I mean, whether you want to take it or not, that's up to you. At least they put hours in. So, you know, it's not going to be during like nighttime or, you know, bar rush or anything.
Oh, yeah.
So.
They have a curfew on the cash chips. It's 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Catherine says, sorry, but cash rides are going to make all drivers targets, whether they opt in or not. Maybe.
I mean, look, we may be jumping the gun. We just put the survey, a couple hundred votes already, and 26% said they'll do cash chips. There you go. I thought it'd be like 90. Yeah, that passive aggressive shit. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, though, is you're opening yourself up for more rides. So if 3/4 of drivers are saying no, and 1/4 of drivers are saying yes, I mean, if cash rides actually do provide any sort of value, then, you know, they're going to get more ride requests coming in. But we'll see.
Yeah.
Matt says, if I get the message that Uber, I'm going straight to the Massachusetts Attorney General office with it. All right. Those messages with drivers killed, too, because drivers will hesitate to take a trip they should have canceled.
Well, no, yeah. Cancel. Talking about the... Just cancel. Screw that message. I'm telling you.
Anyway. Steph, I'll do the Waymo with me. No, we'll put cones on them.
Maybe all three of us do it. I'll order it, and then maybe all three of us get into it.
I have nothing. I have nothing against like going in one and doing it, but like no, I'm not normalizing it. Just so experience. I just don't know how to do it.
Just to experience it. How well they drive.
How well, please. I become aware that my area is a large Spanish population. They don't like credit cards. Uber is definitely targeting them. They are good people, but I don't know. But I don't want everyone knowing I have cash. Cass. I don't have Cass. I hope you don't have Cass. But I mean, again, you don't have to carry cash on you, which is kind of a good thing. It'll just any cash that they want back. You know, if they give you a $100 bill and the ride's $15, well, too bad. So sad. Sorry. $90 is going to your Uber Cash credit account. I don't have cash on me and it ain't happening. Yeah. So,
that's the other thing. Yeah. The rider is not going to get change back in most cases because Uber is going to figure out after you input what you collected and they're going to give them Uber Cash so they can use it. For another trip or delivery or whatever.
Yeah.
And
then been doing it since 2015 here in Harrisburg, PA.
Behind the wheel, sir. Rich, why don't you contact me? Sergio@therideshareguy.com. That's what is that? It's 9 years, huh? Wow. Okay, cool. Cool. All right.
Okay. Steph got her tickets for the 11th. Nice. We'll see you there.
All right. Daniel, you're coming down.
Daniel, you are full of crap because I will tell you right now, I enjoy driving. I don't enjoy being a passenger. Ask my wife. 99.9% of the time, I'm the one who's driving. I like to drive. I like to go. I like to do what I like to do. It's enjoyable. I will not be succumbing to some machine that wants to drive for me. I enjoy driving. I enjoy it much.
Well, Rafael Rich, email me, Sergio@therideshareguy.com. Let's get you on behind the wheel. 10 years. Holy shit, man. This is another one. See, this makes sense. Somebody hands me 20 for a $10, right? I'm saying they pay 10. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of fraud going on too. So
that's the problem. And the thing is, it comes down to the he said, she said. But here's the other thing. How is tips going to be involved? So let's say they give you $20 for that $10 ride. You put in 10, you put in 20, but they're going to say, oh, the ride was only $10. So, that $10 is going to go to Uber Cash and we're going to deduct that out. Yeah. I mean, they definitely got to at least let you know how tipping works because Right. I mean, if somebody hands me, you know, $20 and the ride's $15 or $10, I'm going to assume that's a tip.
Well, the other thing, by the way, cash tips are going to do is it's going to probably, you saw how you can tip in the app, right? That's not going to go away. You're not going to be able to tip in the app, or maybe they'll throw you a little bit extra in cash tips. So that may work out. Jeff, instead of bashing it, why not wait to see some results? Jeff, I have the results for 9 years from Brazil and Mexico. I cannot talk about it. I have them. Otherwise, I wouldn't be bashing it. Trust me. You know. Okay. Anyway. Oh, no way. Is that the bad news? Oh, you guys are effed.
Oh, oh boy.
Whoa, that was such a beautiful place to drive. Oh, you guys are effed. Oh, sorry to hear that. You're
right. Jeff, you're right. But all the people that were in jails have come to the U.S. So, I mean, you could kind of say it's the shithole of Brazil and Mexico right now.
Exactly what I said. They're not Brazil and Mexico. We shouldn't be doing it. Anyway. So, yeah. All right. So, we're going to go get your tickets. Sergio 5, Eventbrite, Curbivore. See you guys there. We're going to keep doing it until then. Please go read my article. It came out yesterday. Free newsletter. Subscribe. Free. Anything else, buddy? That's it.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll see you in LA. But with that being said, get out there, make some money, and hopefully you're going to see some more surge.
Yeah, man. We can do chips. We can do some trips, maybe. Maybe we'll do All right. See you guys next week. Stay safe, please. Go get a dash cam.
Right.
We'll be right back.